From June 2007 to June 2008, author Erin McKittrick and her husband, Hig Higman, hiked, skied, and pack-rafted through urban areas and wilderness to learn about and raise awareness of environmental and conservation issues. Then, McKittrick condensed the story of the 4,000-mile trek down to 256 pages.
And I had some good editors that when they went through the book would be like, this section's redundant or unnecessary, and I would look at it and go, okay, I guess you're right, and cut it out.
What you mean, the fifth spring snowstorm was redundant? I
know. The book is organized around the changing seasons and highlights different environmental issues they witnessed along the route. Higman said that for the first 2 months, as they trekked through Washington and British Columbia, it was hard to find true wilderness.
And every time you pop up over another ridge, you're looking at this sort of apocalyptic landscape of logging and flooding, and you can really see how systematic industrial use of the wilderness has led to wiping out the salmon in those areas.
McKittrick said that she could see how logging had different effects on different types and locations of forests as well. Trees grow more slowly in Alaska than in southern Canada.
And so if you were trying to think of, you know, how can we do logging sustainably, it's really not a one-size-fits-all solution. Like, doing logging sustainably where trees grow that slowly is really hard. You'd have to do it just at a very, very low level.
Their journey also taught them about the impacts of coal mining and coal as a power source, one of the major issues they currently focus on. When they reached western Alaska, they trekked through the Pebble Mine prospect as well and spoke to employees about the operations.
You see these helicopters going around just continuously. There's three or four helicopters when we were there operating all the time, and we were talking about those helicopters, and the guy said that one of those helicopters ran like $25,000 a day, something like that. And we figure that the cost for our entire year-long trip, including like food we were eating and stuff, was somewhere around $15,000.
The couple said that in addition to learning from the wilderness experience and the different projects they encountered, they learned from the great diversity of people who took them in and spoke with them.
We ran into people in remote homesteads. We ran into, you know, we'd stayed with people in urban apartments, and we got to see little bits and pieces of so many people's lives, and that really helped us figure out what we wanted to do with their own life.
They're now settled in Seldovia, where they live in a yurt near Higman's mother and with their young son, who was conceived on the journey. McKittrick was pregnant for the last 500 miles of the trip.
We wanted to have a kid. It was, you know, maybe perhaps not the wisest decision to do it right then, but it worked out fine, and we knew that was what we wanted to do.
We were a little surprised about how little effort it took to be successful, I guess.
McKittrick said she luckily wasn't sick during that month, but she did make her husband give her a majority of the food when their rations began to run low. Her book, A Long Trek Home, 4,000 Miles by Boot, Raft, and Ski, is available through Mountaineers Books and their website, groundtruthtrekking.org. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.